In a recent report, aid agency Oxfam said that defences such as river embankments built to prevent flooding in countries such as India, Nepal and Bangladesh can make matters worse. Ian Bray of Oxfam has travelled through flood-hit areas in the Indian state of Bihar. He says many embankments are 50 years old and are easily breached.
We witnessed huge breaks in the embankment. What happens is there's about a 12-foot wall of water, probably 300 metres wide, that breaks through the embankment and inundates anything in its way.
The report estimates that in Bihar, embankments may have tripled the area prone to floods to about 7 million hectares from 2.5 million hectares. It says in Bangladesh, 75 embankments were breached in 1 month during this year's floods. And in Nepal, culverts and embankments triggered major floods by obstructing the flow of water. Experts say breached embankments not only contribute to massive flooding, they can be more destructive because they prevent water from draining away from flooded land. Oxfam says governments must build good drainage systems to reduce the risk of floods. Oxfam also urges South Asian governments to build more flood-proof infrastructure, such as shelters on higher ground and homes and wells on raised land, to ease the miseries that flooding inflicts on communities. Other aid agencies agree that flood preparedness needs to improve. ActionAid's India's emergency advisor, P.V. Unnikrishnan, says governments need to spend more to prepare for floods, which have become an annual occurrence.
If you make an investment of $1 in disaster preparedness and disaster risk reduction, it is often 1,000 times more cost effective than the reactionary responses which happens after disasters. Invest in early warning systems and early response mechanisms. And most importantly, develop plans by engaging the local communities.
This year's floods were the most intense in recent times. Tens of thousands have lost their homes and livelihoods, and thousands of acres of farmland have been destroyed in some of the poorest regions of South Asia. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.